Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Big show in store for you this week. My first guest is Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank and a new show called Money Court. Kevin O'Leary will be here. The legendary Smokey Robinson will be joining us. Astronaut Mike Massimino will be on the program. We're going to be talking about technology with Albert Lawrence. Next hour, a tribute to Elvis. Coming up on the 16th of August will be the 44th anniversary of the passing of the King. And the curator from Graceland will be here, Angie Marchese. It's going to be a great interview. And then we'll end things out with the show this week with John Boyle talking about how important blood plasma is during these very difficult medical times. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. I'll be right back with Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank.
It's a lot of lies, like a lot of lies, save a lot of lies.
That comes from a new song that was just launched by Save-A-Lot, your go-to neighborhood value grocer. The two-minute energy-boosting song creatively brings to life the hometown shopping experience of Save-A-Lot. It combines hip-hop, rap, and pop stylings into a video that literally has customers singing and dancing in a Save-A-Lot store and celebrating all of the savings that are possible.
Like a lot of lies, that means a lot of lies. Like dance on back to the parking lot a lot. Like face and braids on the stuff you crave. And waves from the legs. Oh, hey, Jose. High fives. Good times.
The amazing video was produced by Drew Kirsch, the MTV VMA Video of the Year award-winning director for Taylor Swift's You Need to Calm Down. You can check out the full Like a Lot music video at SaveALot.com and on streaming platforms like YouTube, Apple Music, and Spotify.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. I'm very excited about a new show. It's called Money Court. Every Wednesday on CNBC, 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time. And it's 6 episodes featuring our friend who is so successful in so many things, but of course we all know him from Shark Tank, affectionately known as Mr. Wonderful. Joining us right now is Kevin O'Leary. Hi, Kevin. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Ron.
I am, as millions of other people, such a fan of Shark Tank, and now going into something that is really unique called Money Court. Explain this to us, because you have a couple of judges, but you are really over the domain of what happens to people who are in conflict in business. Boy, that happens every like 20 seconds.
Well, what's happened in our country is that the pandemic has logjammed the courts.
Right.
And so nobody can get a trial anymore. They have to wait for thousands of cases. So it could be years. But if you're in business and you're doing financial litigation, you want it resolved. And so they're going towards arbitration. And what really Money Court is arbitration. People have decided and that they'll let me settle their dispute after hearing both sides. But I also want to understand the legal ramifications, because so many of these cases are contract law. And here's the thing, you know, there's a lot of judge reality shows on television, but these cases are not about your neighbor's cat making noise at night. This is real financial litigation. People are suing each other for money, and we're trying to solve these cases by finding the middle ground. And because money and emotion don't often, you know, they're like oil and water, they don't mix, It is very, very compelling television because I'm really trying to, you know, I understand these people have signed a contract because they have a real lawsuit, and they're trusting me to solve it. And so, you know, as one of the litigants said, I don't really like you, Mr. Wonderful, but I trust you. And there you have it. I would rather be trusted.
And in an arbitration scenario, a lot of times someone all of a sudden gets an attitude that there's a favoritism on either side. I don't see that happening here by any measure. But, you know, you are right. I've been in self-employed since 1977. And I always say that you don't run a business the way you want to. You run a business the way you have to. And when you get money involved, it ruins relationships, partnerships, family, divorces. I mean, it's a tough venture. And people get into these situations and, frankly, don't know how to get out and get into them sometimes because of ignorance of business.
You know, that shopping list of disputes you just listed, we have all of those in money court. Some of them are just emotionally draining to watch because you've got situations where a mother is suing her own daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just, when I ran into that case, I couldn't believe it. And then as we peeled the onion on the story, you realize how damaged this relationship was. And yet I still had to decide, you know, based on the facts and based on the contract and based on what was occurring. But you know, your heart pours out to a family ripped to pieces from money. I mean, it's just, you know, and the thing is, people are going to watch the show and see themselves in it. They're going to see their uncles and brothers and sisters and mothers and family members. It happens to every family at some point. And I think that's one of the reasons it's such compelling television.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's something that everybody can relate to at some point. You don't have to be in business to relate to this situation. It could be something as much as loaning a brother money for a car. I mean, it really and truly does not exclude everybody that is not in the workplace as an entrepreneur. And I got to tell you something. I've often said when it comes to something that you're doing here, it's very difficult. Like in the entertainment business, I would like to go up and MC a performance vis-a-vis being the judge. In this particular case, it's got to be very difficult because you know, because of your experience, how tough it is, as you mentioned, to peel away the personal aspect of it and get to the nuts and bolts.
Yeah. In fact, there's a case of a brother and sister, and you brought me right to the current moment. I was thinking about that case today and how and what they did to each other. And, you know, just maybe they didn't mean to do it, but they did. And then all of a sudden you shine the harsh light of reality on the situation, and they've got to settle and then reconcile as family. I mean, it's just, I got to tell you, I remember, you know, I went into the taping of this thing and saying to myself, I've done so much television in my career, but when we were shooting the very first day in the Telemundo NBC studios in Miami, you know, you have all these professionals, sound people, cameramen, grips, lighting, all that,
mm-hmm.
and they don't watch television. They make television. They're professionals. They've seen it all before.
Right.
And I looked over at the line feed where there's a monitor in every room in the middle of one of these cases, and 20-plus people, pros, like the people working on the show that should have been making the show, not watching it, were glued to the screen. And tears coming out of their eyes. They were totally engaged. And I realized, wow, I've never seen this before. I think we have a monster hit on our hands here. I've never seen anything like it. And at the break of that, on that case, the makeup artist came over to me and said, I don't agree with you at all. I just think you made a huge mistake in that settlement. And she was really pissed off. And I thought, wow, she's totally engaged in this show.
Yeah.
She just became an equity owner in it. And I think that's what's going to happen when people watch.
I think the key to this, and I'm not saying because you're on the show, Kevin, I really mean this, is yourself. See, I have a philosophy when it comes to business. I never want to do business with anyone who's never had to make a payroll. If you don't know that feeling on a Friday afternoon figuring out, how the hell am I going to pay these people, then I don't want to do business with you. They'll listen to you because you've been down that road. You know what that road is like, and I think that has an enormous amount of credibility to the show. What do the two judges do, Kevin?
Well, thank goodness I have them, because Ada Pozzo was a, you know, federal judge. She sat on the bench. She has BS radar like you can't imagine. She's heard it all before. And Katie Fang is a contract lawyer, a litigator. And I need them because I want to understand where everybody stands legally. It doesn't mean I have to listen to them. but I need to know what they know. And I often listen to them because so many of these disputes are based around contract. And so, you know, that litigation between a mother and a daughter, there was a contract there. That mother made her daughter sign a contract, which I just find, but you know, contract is contract. It has a signature on it.
Right.
And it's how we base our law. And I really struggled with that case, I got to tell you. And I took guidance from Ada on that one because, you know, she's also a mother and she's a judge. I mean, the case is, these cases, you need all three. You need these two powerful women. I'm glad I'm with them because I need the support to make the decision. It's brutal. Sometimes it was brutal.
Can they appeal your decision, Kevin?
No. That's arbitration. That's the point. They have to trust you. And I'm glad to say that in the post-interviews when these people were asked, were you treated fairly, even if they didn't like the outcome, 90% of them did. So I feel I'm doing a good job. I want to get better. I always do. But I just listen to my gut and listen to my instinct. And it's like you said, I agree with your philosophy. I have made payroll. I know how hard that is. And, I look at that anchor as my reality, and I try and let it guide me.
Kevin, this is a six-part episode that is going to, as I mentioned before, on CNBC every Wednesday evening at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time. Now, is there a possibility, because I concur with you, I think this is going to be a giant program, that it's going to go beyond that?
I think so. In fact, we're casting right now. And so if you have a dispute, you can go to the website, www.moneycourtnow.com. and register there, because I'm happy to hear your case. I mean, you know, it's sort of, I have a feeling the show is going to do very, very well, and we'll be doing it again, start taping the new season in the fall. And so if you've got a dispute, go there. It's, you know, www.moneycourtnow.com, and tell me what you're doing.
I'm very excited about this. Now, I have to apologize to you because I wanted to run down some of the great accomplishments you have had in a remarkable career. And, of course, time is always against us, and I know you are on a busy schedule. I will tell you this, though. I was a little surprised to know that you had a degree in psychology until I snapped to it and realized that great sales is part of psychology. So I ran off board there for a second. Of course, you have to have, you know, psychology to succeed in what you're doing, and the fact that you have many books that are available right now. I'm going to mention, if I may, Cold Hard Truth, Men, Women, and Money, and Family, Kids, and Money. And, of course, Shark Tank on CNBC. Kevin, I invite you to come back anytime. You're a great guest. I have a lot of respect for you, and I wish you much luck with this new show on CNBC. It's called Money Court, and it's every Wednesday night for the next 6 weeks at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time. Kevin, you're not only a great investor and businessman, but a great talent.
I appreciate it, Ron. Thank you so much. Take care, my friend.
Okay, you too. I look forward to your return, okay?
Bye-bye.
Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank and now Money Court, Kevin O'Leary. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. And it's good to have my next guest. He is the best, and that music proves it. A real American icon. Joining us right now is Smokey Robinson. Hi, Smokey. How you doing?
Ron, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great now that you are here, my friend. It's nice having you back on the program.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back, and thank you for doing this.
I have this brand new CD in front of me right now that includes six songs recorded in concert, six that have been your songs. I love recorded live music.
Oh, thank you. I do, too. In fact, Ron, even the ones that are studio cuts there, I recorded them live in the studio. By that, I mean, you know, I had the musicians in there playing while I was singing, which in today's recording world is unheard of, man.
I don't know how many people realize this, but you bring up an excellent point, and that is the fact that, I hate to say it this way, but we both are from this era. In the older days, they did all the music and the vocals together. And now you go in, the band maybe comes in on Wednesday, you come in on Monday.
Absolutely.
Doesn't have that.
Or the guitar players there on Thursday, you know, people who play and sing on the same records don't even see each other now.
They don't even know their names or their faces.
Exactly.
I think that kind of takes away from the charisma of working with a live band, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It definitely takes away the spontaneity, you know, because, you know, you can never imagine in your mind what somebody might play or sing, you know, when everything's going on at the same time. No matter what you've planned, you know, a lot of stuff goes on that's unplanned, and it's just a great thing. It's like doing a concert in the studio.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when you're performing, I always like the live versions because it's kind of a little bit of a different arrangement, if you will, more of a Vegas-type thing where it's got a lot of energy to it. A lot of times in the studio, you're held back from doing that.
Well, absolutely you are.
How did you guys do it at Motown? Did you do it with all the musicians there? I always
Ron, when we first started, man, there was only one track.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
On that Ampex recorder.
You're going to be on that record. You better be there that day. You better be in that studio at that time. There was no going back and overdubbing and all that stuff like that. You know, the best you could do is if you had two tracks of the same, of relatively the same tempo. If you wanted to do something, you might be able to splice two of those together. But other than that, you know, whoever's going to be on that record had better be in there when it's being recorded.
Well, I'm sure you ran into situations where your take was great, but the bass player screwed up or something.
Oh, many times. That's why a lot of those songs, man, it was take 100. You know, exactly.
But those were the days when you really had all of the chemistry going at one time.
Sure you did. And I think the producers and the engineers in those days had to really be on top of the gigs, man, because you were mixing and doing all that as you were going along.
Absolutely. His log, 37 top 40 hits in your career. Unbelievable Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, Grammy for the Best R&B Performance, Soul Train Musical Award, inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, what a career, Smokey.
Well, you know, I'm blessed, Ron. You know, I'm doing what I love and earning a living at it.
It's always nice to do what you love and be accepted the way you have been over the years. The fact of the matter is, Smokey has such a wide appeal.
Absolutely. Music, man. I love it. I mean, I think they're some of the greatest writers in the world. Those country songs tell those real down-to-earth life stories. you know, the walls are talking and all that.
Yeah, right. And the old bit where you play backwards, you get your car back, the dog back, the
wife back. Absolutely.
Everything comes back.
Everything comes back.
When I listen to these songs, the memories that they bring back are phenomenal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that so much, Ron.
How many gigs do you do a year, Smokey?
Well, you know, it's according to the ones that I like, man. I think that this year I bit off a whole lot more than I wanted to chew gig-wise, Ron, because we started a tour the last week in February that lasted until 2 weeks ago. We went all over the world and everything. And see, what my agents do is they trick me. They call me because I've already got dates in for next year, but they'll call me and say, Smoke, you know, next September we've got so-and-so. And it sounds like, okay, next September, that's a year away. I can do that, man.
Right.
But you look up and the whole schedule's filled up. And so that's what happened to me this year. I'm tour wiped out. I mean, the tour's over, but I still have some dates that I have to fulfill for this year.
Because somebody came to me last September, wanted me to be in an event. September, that's got to be like a year away. Man, it came right up on you like crazy. And you think,
absolutely.
What am I doing this for?
Time flies when you're having fun.
When you're having fun. Where were the live performances recorded, Smokey?
All over the country, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so cool that out of all these songs, you wrote all of them except one.
Yeah, I did, man.
That's quite a talent.
Well, thank you.
Unbelievable. Now, you can visit Smokey at www.smokeyrobinson.com. Also, he's on Facebook and Twitter. Do you understand all that Twitter stuff? I get
well, well, I do, but, you know, I don't constantly Twitter for myself. Well, I've been on tour so much this year. I have a guy who is a very close friend of mine. In fact, he's one of my recording engineers, and he basically handles the Twitters for me. I don't know that I could even Twitter all the time. You know, okay, well, I'm on my way to the store. Okay, I just bought, you know, I don't know that I could handle that one.
I just recorded a new CD called Smokey Robinson Now and Then. Now that's,
I could tell him that.
Yeah, you got to do that. When you do a song that has such a hit, like Going to a Go-Go and stuff like that, do you ever concern yourself, like the first six that you did, do you ever concern yourself when you go in the studio of redoing it, not the same way or it's a different arrangement? Do you ever get concerned about doing it over again?
No, I don't, Ron. You know, when I recorded those songs live, I did them basically like they've always been done.
Yes.
Of course, time changes everything, and so they've changed a tiny bit throughout the years. And then when you sing them over and over and over again, see, for me, and I'm honest about this. I really mean this from the bottom of my heart. I do all those concerts every year, but every night those songs are new to me. I mean, I never get bored with them or complacent or anything like that. You know, I'm having so much fun on stage, and those songs are new. So I always look at them as new songs.
That is probably one of the wisest things I've ever heard from any singer. And the reason being is that, you know this, so many times singers will be tired of doing the arrangement that they did on the record that they'll start doing different things to it, and it's not like the record, and the people come to hear it like the record.
Yeah, they do. So you can't change them so outlandishly that nobody recognizes them.
Yeah. There's a group that I went to see, and I said, those aren't those songs, you know? In fact, I'll give you another example, but I'll do it off the air when I won't mention the name.
Okay.
But this is terrific. Again, everybody, you have to go, because now available is this brand new CD by the legend of Smokey Robinson, Now and Then, 6 live recordings, which are phenomenal, 6 studio recordings, but done like they were a live performance with the band present in the studio. And, of course, sung by the great Smokey Robinson.
Well, we do, Ron, and I appreciate you doing it, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Our very special guest, Smokey Robinson. Get this brand new CD now with a lot of his greatest hits recorded again called Now and Then. And don't forget to check out Smokey's website, SmokeyRobinson.com. Smokey, thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
People say I'm life of the party called Rockin'.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A major 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Haiti on Saturday, with the U.S. Geological Survey predicting a potentially high number of casualties and significant economic losses. The epicenter of the quake struck about 7.5 miles northeast of the Haitian commune of Saint-Louis-du-Sud, according to the U.S. agency. Arnold Schwarzenegger on CNN called anti-maskers schmucks in a powerful interview where he rallied against COVID-19 deniers.
There is a virus here. It kills people. And the only way we prevent it is to get vaccinated, to wear masks, to do social distancing, washing your hands all the time, and not just to think about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. I'm very excited to have our next guest with us. He's one of the nicest guys in the world and going to tell us, if we're moaning about being quarantined, how that's not a big deal because he was in a closed environment for a long time. Joining us right now is astronaut and our friend and Italian buddy. We're both our families from Sicily. Mike Massimino joins us. Hello, Mike. How are you? We might be related. You know that?
You never know, Ron. First of all, thank you very much for the intro. I feel like I shouldn't say anything because anything I say will certainly decrease my reputation with your viewers. But that was a really nice lead-in. Thank you. And yeah, we might be related, but you know, you never know. You never know how. We might want to be careful about what we find out.
Yeah.
The past sometimes can be scary, I think. We might want to stay away from it. But we could be related. We should probably look into that at some point.
Well, Mike, the safe thing to do is not say that you're related to anybody.
All right. You said it. I did it. But, you know, I was kind of talking cryptically, but that's what I meant. Yeah, you never know. We'll leave that alone.
We'll leave that alone. Yeah. Well, it's good to have.
Let's just say we are related in spirit, at least.
There you go. Well, I'm excited about this new children's book you have out right now. It came out last week, Spaceman, the true story of a young boy's journey to becoming an astronaut, which is, I guess, a middle grade adaptation of the adult memoir, Spaceman, an astronaut's unlikely journey to unlock the secrets of the universe. And I love the pictorial in this book because it talks about a young guy with a little elephant outfit who wants to be an astronaut after watching Apollo 11. This is a sensational book. Going to get it for my grandchildren, absolutely.
Thanks, Ron. I sure appreciate it. And as you said, it's an adaptation of the first book. And the first book was intended for older readers, but a lot of young kids read it. There's no bad words. There's no inappropriate stories in there at all. So a lot of young people read it, and a lot of parents and teachers did too. And it was interesting to see what stories resonated with them, with the younger crowd. I got some wonderful notes from some young kids about how it helped them face the transition or things they were scared about, and they really loved the book. Coming from little kids, you know, 8-9-year-old kids,
wow.
Said, well, maybe we can make even a bigger impact by adding some stories that I had told to younger kids over the years and when they asked me questions, and I kind of remembered what I thought resonated with them. So we added a bunch of new stories. We adapted some of the stories from the first book and tried to form it into a book that was really appropriate for ages 9 and above.
Back when I was growing up, you know, the Mercury 7 astronauts were out. They were heroes to us. You knew all their names. It was like the Beatles. You knew their names. You knew everything about them, right?
Yeah. I think one of the good things about being an astronaut is that your job title is really great. You might not be personally recognizable, so you don't have to worry about that. You're not going to get any bad notoriety necessarily. So it's kind of cool that you can go about have your own personal life, but also have a job that people think is cool. So I don't really know if that's necessarily good or bad. It's a different way to look at it now. I think what they were doing, it was so new back then, and what they did with Apollo 11 when the moon landing happened. For those of us who can remember that, of course, we celebrated the 50th anniversary. But it was such an amazing thing. They were celebrities. But I think the event that they took place in, the moon landing, I think is the greatest event that's ever happened. I'm very biased, but I don't think we're going to be able to top that for a very long time because the whole world stopped and noticed and took pride in it. Those guys, I've got to know most of those guys, the Apollo guys, and what they'll say is after they landed on the moon, they did their tour of the world. It was never you did it, the Americans did it, it was we did it, no matter what country they were in. So I think that's tough to top. So I think that's why those guys were all household names, and not that what we're doing now is anything less important or contributing to the world, but it's just not necessarily as out there in the media as it was years ago. But we'll see.
I am in awe of you guys. Luckily, I've had friends like you in this business, like John McBride, Gene Cernan, Buzz, Winston Scott, Alan Shepard, who he and I were good friends. I'm always in awe of you guys. I really am. This book, and I get it, Spaceman, the true story of a young boy's journey to becoming an astronaut. This book tells something that I believe in, a mantra that I always have, and that is perseverance. Here you are. You're not the best student in the world. You've agreed to that when you're growing up. NASA turned you down 3 times. You don't like to go fast. You're scared of heights, but you wanted to be an astronaut. And there you are on 2 missions, setting a record for the most time walking in space, first astronaut to tweet from space, and become a national hero. You know, you weren't at the top of the class. I mean, that's sensational, Mike.
No, I wasn't, and that's what I talk about in the book a lot, too. Some of the new stories I've added were more things. things about that, because a lot of times I would speak to kids and they would think, oh, you're some genius and you've never had a... People see the success. They don't see all the failures that took place and all the hard work. You know, we see, sometimes we see an athlete or a performer or doctor, you know, and we say, oh, wow, they took a lot of work for you to get there, and a lot of disappointments and a lot of failures probably along the way for any successful person. And people don't necessarily see that. And one of the stories I tell in this book was when I went back to my elementary school for a visit. I hadn't flown in space yet. I was an astronaut for less than 2 years, and my elementary school wanted me to come back to speak to the students, grades K through 6, John Street School in Franklin Square, Long Island. And I go there, and this was years ago, my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Oko, was still there at the school, still teaching.
Wow.
And I had lunch with her, and she comes to lunch, and it was great to see her. She looked the same. You know, she was a very young teacher when she started, whatever, it's about 20 years after that time, or 25 years since I had her as a 9-year-old, maybe. Yeah, I was probably, about that age, about 25 years since I had her in class. So she comes up to me, and she was talking, and she said that she was trying to remember me, or she remembered me, and she said that, but she said that her kids, she had kids that were, you know, in elementary school at that time. At breakfast this morning, she said, I'm going to have lunch with a former student who's now an astronaut. Her son said, wow. Wow, Mom, you had an astronaut in your class. He must have been really smart, right? And she said, well, I'm sure he was bright, but if he was really smart, I would have remembered. She said, hey, so. And then she went on to say that that's not always the most important thing. That with having a good attitude and getting help when you need it and working hard and getting up again after you don't do as well as you'd like, that those things are more important than just being super smart. And she was right. I was talking about it. I was like, yeah, I could name the kids in that class, and a lot of them, I can right off the top, I'm thinking of four kids that were much smarter than I was, much better students than I was in Mrs. Oko's class. And it wasn't that big of a class. Lessons like that are important. I think having a passion for something you really want to do, can take you a long way when it's something you really like, because the thought of not doing it doesn't sit well with you. You know, for me, I understood that becoming an astronaut might not happen, but certainly being a part of the space program was something I thought I could do and I can contribute to it, and I wasn't going to give up that dream, and I wasn't going to give up trying to be an astronaut either. I realized it might not happen, but I knew it wasn't going to happen unless I tried, and I think those are things that are much more important than just being naturally really bright, because if you don't take advantage of that, it doesn't do you any good.
Among other things, that's one of the things that I really admire you for, because it was that let's work and do it. You know, when I first got into radio, I was like 13, 14 years old, and everybody said, "Ah, you can't do that. You got to be old. You know, you got to at least be 21. And I said, no, I got to do this. I got to do this. And it takes a lot of notes. Of course, I wasn't an astronaut, which, you know, is a heck of a lot more experience in doing what I do.
You never know.
You never know. That's right.
Yeah, every job is tough, man. Everything is a competitive world we live in. Yeah.
You are an inspiration. And this book, ladies and gentlemen, is one that you need to get for your children, boy or girl, because the effect that moon landing had on you was similar to the effect that Alan Jeff when he went up in that redstone. You know, I used to put on my brother's thermal long underwear and climb underneath the steps and pretend I was him, you know. I tell you what I got to do. I have two grandchildren, 6 and 4.
Yeah.
Alan was nice enough to sign a redstone rocket to my youngest son, Chris, their father. I'm going to get these books, and I'm going to hopefully maybe see you next month at the launch site, and I'd love to have you sign them to my grandchildren, because I tell you, you are an inspiration, and this book really is one that everybody needs, if it's for their children, their grandchildren, even their next-door neighbor. It's a great book. Mike, you did a good job. Great.
Thanks, Ron. I really appreciate it. It'd be my honor to sign those books for you, and hopefully we'll be together. We won't be sequestered. We'll be able to get down there and get close enough where we can have those books signed. So I look forward to that.
I just hope we don't are too high on the bleachers, because we're both afraid of heights.
Just don't look down. Ron, just don't look down. It's all a mind game. That's what I found out. That's pretty scary. I'm not looking at it. A lot of my astronaut training was done with my eyes closed.
I love it.
Explains a lot, yeah.
We need to break bread one of these days over some spaghetti and meatballs. Mike, thanks for joining us.
I love it.
Good luck with the book, okay, my friend?
Ron, my pleasure. I really appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
You're welcome
here
anytime.
Everybody out there is listening. Stay healthy, and thank you for everything you're doing.
Spaceman, the true story of a young boy's journey to become an astronaut, by our guest, Michael Massimino, one of the great astronauts of our time. Really, truly a nice guy. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on.
check ignition, and may God's love be with you.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, school is back, and if it's not back yet in your town, it will be happening very, very shortly. A lot of things are happening from the standpoint of getting back to work, even if it's still from home. And we have a gentleman who is going to tune us in to the latest apps and technology for not only back to school, but getting back to the normal routine. He is a correspondent for the CBS series, The Henry Ford's Innovation Nation, joining us right now. Is Albert Lawrence. Hi, Albert. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Greetings, Ron. It's so fantastic to be here. Getting ready to get back into class.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is, I guess, primary concern now that there's a little bit of a variation in what's happening in this COVID thing. So let's talk about some of, as what you call, the hot, happy apps that can really help people not only going back to school, but just getting back to the workforce and getting back into a routine now that summer's coming to a close.
Absolutely. Yes. Look, I attended Yale University, and now I actually get a chance to work with students in a virtual atmosphere, to work with students who are taking classes remotely. So when I'm thinking about educators, when I'm thinking about students, when I'm thinking about parents, I'm thinking about apps and technologies that allow people to do more than one thing, Ron, because we want to be able to get devices, we want to be able to get apps that are versatile so that we can really get the best bang for our buck.
I think a lot of the times people fear, what is the security that these youngsters have? And you address that issue.
Absolutely, because there's a fantastic app that we've gathered to share with you regarding that, too. And as you mentioned, those students getting ready to come back and parents just kind of trying to figure everything on out, we also know that finances, that saving is a huge deal for families, right? So because of that, there is this app called Ibotta. And what Ibotta does, Ron, and it makes it so that every child in America can get several of their back-to-school supplies for free this year through the Ibotta shopping platform. So this is Ibotta's first ever back-to-school free-for-all event. And if you don't mind, I'd love to walk you through really quickly exactly how anybody can take advantage. So you're going to download the Ibotta app or the browser extension. And by the way, you spell Ibotta, I-B-O-T-T-A. So you're going to download that app or the browser extension, and then you're going to add some offers that have been gathered to you. So, for example, you'll find there's Skippy peanut butter. You'll find that there's Nature's Own bread in there. And then, Ron, you get to do one of my favorite things, which is go shopping. You can visit virtual retailers. You shop. You buy your items, and then you're going to get cash back. So you can imagine a little voice in your head saying, ka-ching, as you really do get those real values, and you get to save. These are real dollars that you're able to save while you're doing your back-to-school shopping. And you know what, Ron? You mentioned the fact that there are a lot of students that are going to be still be learning remotely, and we don't want to forget about them. So we're thinking about them. The company Razer, spelled R-A-Z-E-R, is offering up to 20% off of select Razer gear on Razer.com. You register for Razer's student education program, and you use the code BACKTOSCHOOL. Once you're there, you'll be able to see all sorts of items that can really help a student to feel at home but also to feel focused. So, for example, there's a chair called the Isker chair that helps with posture. So it'll help to make sure that if your student's going to be sitting for a while because you want that posture to be thought about. And then there's a great webcam also you'll find there called the Keo Pro webcam. This one has a light adaptable sensor that's built into it. And then because you being someone who really does dominate what's on the radio airwaves, you understand the power of a great microphone. So there's a Siren Mini compact condenser mic that you'll also find right there on that Razer site. But now we get a chance to get to something that you asked me about earlier, which is security. So there's an app called Aura, and what Aura does is it provides easy-to-use, all-in-one digital security protection that helps to keep your family's personal information. Think about all of your family's devices and their finances. It helps to keep them safe from online threats. This matters because if you're in a hybrid learning environment, you're using the internet a lot. You're putting a lot of information out there, and you want to be able to keep your student and your home network secure. And, Ron, if anything fishy seems to be happening, if anything gets detected, you'll actually get an alert that's sent directly to your phone.
Are these apps individual apps, or can you buy it in a cluster?
Yeah, so the great thing about Aura is what you do is once you go ahead and you tap into the Aura platform, you'll see that there are different ways, different plans that you can actually get that are all based on whatever your particular needs might be.
Is it something that the everyday family can afford?
Yeah, so this is something that the everyday family can afford, and one of the things, too, is because you can choose your different plans. You can really customize and make sure that you're putting money in the place that's actually going to be most effective receptive to you. You get to, a la carte, you get to pick and choose. And because of that and through that, well, think about the money that you get to save when you know that you are protected against a lot of the fraud that's going on out there. Aura has actually resolved more than 150,000 fraud cases. That can be a really draining moment. So anything that you can do in order to future-proof that is great. Ron, you talk about saving money. I think you're going to dig the fact that Gateway is giving consumers affordable computer options. And these computer options are featuring the most up-to-date technology. There's actually a model that's under $200, a brand new notebook.
You've accomplished two things here. You've given us an insight as to the latest technology and the cost effectiveness that it has, not only as far as purchasing is concerned, but how you can save money in the future. And you've also accomplished that you make me feel like a dinosaur and a complete wild. So, congratulations.
No, Ron, you do not have to feel like a dinosaur, because you know what? It's funny. All of the technology these days is really being placed into pieces that are meant to be accessible. So, for example, when you think about Gateway, I remember one of the first computers that my family had was a Gateway. My grandfather picked up a Gateway. And now to see that they are making notebooks that have 11th gen Intel Core processors, basically, it's for faster startup. It helps your computer to start up faster. It gives you even more flexibility. And then you think about the audio that's built in there. And again, I lean on you on this one, Ron, because you are Mr. Radio. Like, there is audio that's tuned by THX, and that is powerful technology. If technology is something that's new to you, or, you know, you want to take your time with it, these notebooks, they already come with Windows 10 Home installed, so you don't have to think about that. And then when Windows 11 happens, you go ahead, you can get upgraded to that as well, too. There are different levels, there are different entry points that everybody has. You can use as much or as little of it as you want.
So I'm assuming, then, that I should probably quit using this DOS program that I have in front of me. That's out the window, right?
You know what? I won't tell you instead of you should be using. I'll just say maybe add this to your arsenal, to your tools. Oh, you might want to add a different book there.
With everything that you're talking about and that DOS system, boy, I can launch a rocket. I don't know. Hey, Albert, where can we go for more information on this?
Oh, gladly. You can just head on over to tipsontv.com for even more information. You're hilarious, Ron.
tipsontv.com. Our guest has been a correspondent for the CBS series, the Henry Ford's Innovation Nation. Really cool guy and a knowledgeable one, to our friend Albert Lawrence. Al, thank you for joining us, my friend.
Appreciate you.
And there's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, Constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment First Responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
That's a wrap for hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include from Shark Tank and a brand new show on CNBC called Money Court, Kevin O'Leary. Also my friend of many, many years, Smokey Robinson, another very fine man, astronaut Mike Massimino, and Albert Lawrence. Next hour is a tribute to the King. Coming up August 16th will mark the 44th anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley. Joining us is the curator from Graceland, Angie Marchese. And then our last guest next hour will be John Boyle talking about the importance of blood plasma. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.